Welcome to the zoning administrator meeting of March 17th. My name is Lori Alonso. I am the zoning administrator. We also have with us today Ms. Sharon Gilliam, our secretary. For those of you in the room. So for those of you in the room, there are a limited number of couple housekeeping things. There's a couple staff reports over there on the table to your right, my left. If I already have it, great. And then just for procedural, written materials must be received 24 hours in advance to ensure consideration by the zoning administrator. I don't believe we had anything come in the last 24 hours.
No.
Okay, confirmed. And then members of the public may address the zoning administrator on items that are off the agenda during the off agenda. Today we have one item, and I have already reviewed I've reviewed the minutes of February 3rd, and those have been approved. And I guess we'll just move on to our discussion items. We have Mr. Robert Zagara to present today for item number one, public hearing, PA 21-0093, applicant Rancho Mission Viejo. If you would.
Thank you, Zoning Administrator Alonzo. I'll be presenting planning application PA 21-0093. This is a site development permit to allow for the development of 56 plant concept detached single-family dwellings on a 9.06-acre site, 5 model homes, and a project-specific alternative site development standard. The project-specific alternative site development standard will allow for 8.4-foot aggregate setbacks and 8.4-foot building separations, where 10-foot aggregate setbacks and 10-foot building separations are the minimum requirement. The project is located in subarea 3.2A of the Ranch Plant Community within the 5th Supervisorial District. The project site encompasses all of B Vesting Tentative Tract Map 19150, which was approved by the Subdivision Committee on February 16, 2022. The project is an age-qualified development, which means it is age-restricted to 55+, as regulated by the covenants, conditions, and restrictions of the project. The proposed site plan includes 2 pocket parks and usable open space in the form of landscaped areas. The first pocket park measures approximately 5,284 square feet in size and is located in the western portion of the project site. The second pocket park measures approximately 12,200 square feet and is located in the eastern portion of the project site near the project entrance. Both pocket parks include walkways, benches, trash receptacles, pedway stations, trees, and turf. The project will include 5 single and 2-story residential building plan types, ranging in size from 1,595 to 2,257 square feet. To enhance the architectural curb appeal of the project and create a more pedestrian-friendly neighborhood, the units have been oriented around mortar courts to reduce the visibility of garages and driveways from the project's main street. 56 units will consist of 35 two-bedroom units and 21 two-bedroom units plus two-bedroom plus bonus room units. The project will provide a total of 160 parking spaces, which exceeds the minimum parking requirement of 124 spaces by 36 parking spaces. Each unit will have a 2-car garage, providing a total of 112 spaces, with the remaining parking available on street as guest parking. The parking plan shown here illustrates the garage parking for each unit within the motor courts, as well as vehicle maneuverability within those courts, and the available guest street parking along Sunrise Road. As previously noted, the current project proposal includes a request for a project-specific alternative site development standard to allow for an 8.4 aggregate setback and 8.4 building separations, where 10-foot aggregate setbacks and 10-foot building separations are the required minimum. The project-specific ADS to allow for 8.4 aggregate setbacks will affect 15 of the 56 proposed residential units. More specifically, it will affect the middle interior units of the mortar court clusters proposed along the south side of the project site. These units are highlighted with the red dot here on the exhibit shown. The reduced aggregate setback for these middle units will result in 4.2-foot wide side yards on both sides of the units. And although the reduced side yards will provide less usable area in those yards, side yards, project has been designed with enlarged rear yards for all units to provide over twice the minimum required amount of usable private open space, which is 150 square feet. The reduced aggregate setback for the middle units will also allow for increased setbacks for adjacent units along the project perimeter. The perimeter setbacks will increase to an average of width of 13 feet, where 6 feet is the required standard, allowing for additional usable private open space for these perimeter units. The exhibit here illustrates a typical mortar core cluster highlighting the reduced aggregate setbacks and building separations and the enlarged rear yards and side yards of the perimeter units. As a result of the reduced aggregate setbacks requested, all units in the project will exhibit reduced building separations of a minimum 8.4 feet throughout the project. However, the reduced building separations will not be visible from the public right away, as they occur in between the units in the mortar core clusters. The exhibit shown here illustrates the street views along Sunshine Road, showing that the reduced building separations will not create any visible impacts from the public right-of-way. The requested project-specific ADS to allow for an 8.4-foot aggregate setback and 8.4-foot building separation will result in equivalent project, as the project-specific ADS will not result in any adverse impacts. Although the reduced aggregate setbacks will result in reduced usable side yards for the units discussed, these units have been provided with a large reusable rear yard. Privacy issues for all units with reduced aggregate setbacks and reduced building separations have been addressed through the review of unit plotting and window placement within the side yards. Any potential visual impacts resulting from reduced building separations have been eliminated through unit plotting via the mortar core cluster design. The proposed project-specific ADS will also not result in any traffic or parking issues, as the project is in compliance with parking requirements. And regarding public safety, the project's fire master plan has been approved by the Orange County Fire Authority, and all proposed building separations will be required to comply with the California Residential Code. Based on this, staff supports the request for the project-specific alternative site development standards. In regard to referral for comment with public notice, copies of the site development permit submittal package were distributed for review and comment to county staff and consultants, including land development, traffic and development support, inspection services, building and safety, and the Orange County Fire Authority. Through a collaborative effort with county staff, the applicant adequately addressed all comments. As of the writing of the staff report, no further comments have been received from any county divisions. A notice of public hearing was mailed to all property owners of record within 300 feet of the subject site on March 4th, 2022. Additionally, notices were posted at the project site, at the Orange County Hall of Administration, and at the County Administration South Building, as required by established building public hearing posting procedures, and no public comments have been received to date. Regards to CEQA, the project is covered by previous CEQA documentation, which includes final program EIR 589, which was certified on November 8th, 2004, and subsequent addendums 1.0, 1.1, planning area 2 addendum, and addendum 3.1. This finding is appropriate and complies with the intent of CEQA pursuant to the Orange County 2020 Local CEQA Procedures Manual, section 13.1, for projects where previous environmental documentation is already in place. Further CEQA evaluation and clearance are not required for this proposed site development permit. Staff would also like to note that the proposed site development permit includes three custom conditions of approval, as shown here on the exhibit. Condition of approval 13 is in regard to mitigation measure 4.7-3 of EIR 589, which requires that trees be incorporated into the design of the project parking area and overall project site for purposes of reducing evaporative emissions from parked vehicles, reducing summer cooling needs, and providing shade along pedestrian paths. The provided conceptual landscape plans indicate trees will be provided adjacent to pedestrian paths, and conditional approval number 13 has been included to ensure shade trees are reviewed during landscape plan check for compliance. Conditions of approval 14 and 15 relate to the proposed model homes for this project. The project will include 5 temporary model homes located near the entrance of the project site. Now, these models are proposed to be viewed by appointment only, meaning no walk-ins, and the multi units will only be used to show the floor plans for prospective buyers. No temporary real estate sales office, nor dedicated model complex parking lot proposed. Parking for proposed for prospective buyers visiting the site for a scheduled appointment will be available on street, adjacent to the model homes, or and or within the model unit garages. All sales are to take place off site at the offices of the home builder, and no other use will occur at the model homes. Because there's no real estate sales office associated with the model homes, they are not subject to Orange County Zoning Code 7-9-136.1, which is regards to residential tract sales and rentals, nor are they subject to the off-street parking requirements for a model home sales complex. The proposed model homes are in compliance with the applicable county and ranch plan community tax standards and requirements. And the model homes will not be converted to permanent use as a residential dwelling until after the recordation of the tract and the builder elects to sell them to home buyers. Condition approval number 14 details the parameters in which these model homes may function, and condition of approval number 15 specifically prohibits on-site sale activity at the model homes. To conclude, staff has determined that this project is in compliance with the Ranch Plan PC program text, meets the findings in the Ranch Plan PC text section 1.C.4.C, is compatible with the surrounding development and supports the applicant's proposed project-specific alternative site development standards. Therefore, OC Land Development recommends that the zoning administrator take the recommended actions as listed on page 2 of the staff report. And this concludes staff's presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Segura. I do appreciate that. I did have a quick question. Can you go back to the slide with the red dots?
Sure.
So my question is, at one point you said during the presentation these are affected, the ones, you know, with the red dots, but then I heard you say later something about all. So can you kind of clarify that?
Sure. To clarify that.
Because I thought I had it when I read the staff report. Yeah. Then I heard your presentation, I'm like, oh, I better ask. Okay.
So
thanks.
The project specific ADS is actually kind of a two part development standards. The way the development standard reads in the PC text is that the units shall have an 8.4 aggregate setback and 8.4 building separation.
Mm-hmm.
So for the units identified with the red dot in the middle on the south side, those actually require the specific ADS for reduced aggregate setbacks of 8.4.
Okay.
For all other units though, they do the building separation. So as you see, all other units still comply with the 10-foot
mm-hmm.
aggregate setback,
mm-hmm.
which would be all the units along Saddleway and all the units along the perimeter. But they do not comply with the building separation.
Okay, thank you for that clarification. And then the last thing on the requirements from the PC text, it says building separation shall be 10 or can be 8. So are we really only asking for the 0.4 difference? Or so if you look on table 2, so that's what I was just trying to get at, was like the building separation shall be 10 feet or it can be 8 feet provided certain criteria.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. So the criteria listed in the PC text has specific design standards to actually apply that 8-foot building separation.
Okay.
One of the design standards requires that the units be rear loaded.
Okay.
So in this case, all units here meet every aspect of that criteria minus the rear load.
Because they're front loaded.
You know, in a motor court. So.
Got it. Okay. Thank you. Had to dust off my ranch knowledge, but I thought, well, I'll ask her because it would have to be. Because that would have been even easier, you know.
We've tried.
Just between the 0.4. So, yeah,
tried.
But okay, I'm sure you tried. Okay.
Yeah.
Or I'm sure the applicant tried as well. So, okay. I think those were all of my questions. Thank you. And I do want to say thank you for addressing the models. I do like the revised language in the staff report. And I'm also very happy to see that the custom conditions are identified.
Makes
so
sense.
Thanks for listening and implementing. I appreciate that. So I'm going to go ahead and open the public hearing. Hello. I see we have Mr. Jay Bullock here today.
Yes, Zoning Administrator Alonzo. Jay Bullock from Rancho Mission Viejo. Here on behalf of the ranch, R&B, also on behalf of Derek Kegley from Lennar, who's stuck in a budget meeting and would much rather be here. And representing the landowner within 300 foot of the public notice, which is Rancho Mission Viejo at the moment. soon to be Lennar, and others. So, excellent staff report by planning manager Zagara, and we did try every which way to make sure we didn't need to come here. I think there was a lesson learned on my behalf about the front-loaded aspect to it, and so interestingly, we're now planning several phases ahead on the ranch, and there are age-qualified projects that will take advantage of what we've learned with this product.
Okay. So you two have the same question. Good. Okay.
Yeah.
Do my job then. All right. Perfect.
but excellent pull from the PC text. So I agree with Robert that the overriding considerations, I think, make it a very solid project, regardless of the fact that there are a few inches missing from in between the homes. And so, but if there are any other questions or concerns, I'm here to answer those. And we have reviewed the conditions of approval, and Eric and myself have no problems with them. And also appreciate the fine-tuning of the model condition in particular.
All right, well, thank you. Seeing no other members of the public, we'll go ahead and close the public hearing. Thank you. As you all are aware, I can move forward with an approval as long as, you know, we make the findings that this is, you know, equivalent or better project, and that it meets all the other criteria as stated in the staff report and through your presentation. So thank you for addressing all my questions and any last minute clarifications. So with that said, I will move to basically approve item number one based on the recommended actions as stated in the staff report, the findings that the environmental is consistent, and approved planning application 21-0093, subject to the findings and conditions of approval. So thank you everyone for your time today. There are no other members of the public, unless Jay wants to speak again on anything off the agenda.
Nope.
All right, perfect. And then I will basically adjourn the meeting to the next regularly scheduled zoning administrator meeting, which is scheduled for April 7th, 2022. Thank you.